Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If this ministry has touched your life in any way, contact us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook or by emailing us at bfwcgeorgetown@gmail.com. Feel free to share your prayer requests or comments. We hope you enjoy today's message. Blessings to you and yours.
We're still on this series in the book of Acts of who is he? And tonight you need to write this down. He's your guide. He's your guide, but he's also the one that helps you build a foundation. So I dare you to look at somebody and say, he's your guide. Anybody ever been in a place in your life where you went to do something and the Holy Spirit got a hold of you? Some of y'all don't even know who the Holy Spirit is. It's the one that told you, don't you do that. Don't go there. Don't do this. Some of us in here don't want to acknowledge it, but the Holy Spirit, if you have Christ living on the inside, when you asked him into your heart, he came in too. So he helps you and leads you and guides you into some things that, first of all, keeps you safe, but also it takes you into places where your blessing is. How many of you want to be blessed? No, that was weak. I said, how many of you want to be blessed? How many of you want to be in a place where you don't have to worry about the end result because the result is the Holy Spirit's got it? How many of you realize that Jesus has got it laid up for you and really all you got to do is just put one foot in front of the other? Come on. See, we make Christianity hard because we think that we got to do all the work, and the truth is all we have to do is lay down our life and just follow. Come on, look at somebody and just say follow. You find the Apostle Paul saying this in the God, and right there in the New Testament, he says, follow me as I follow Christ. Come on. Look at somebody and say, are you following? No, no, no. Look at somebody right in the eyeball and say, are you following? Or are you the one leading? Oh, y'all don't want me to go there already. I'm going to start to preach already. Acts chapter 16, we are moving right along. Look at somebody and say, Acts 16. When you get there, I want you to say amen. Some of y'all are amen. If you're not there, say oh me. I got some oh me's. I'll give you a minute. At least she's honest. Oh me. And then some people cheated and said, Pastor, it's on the board. Acts chapter 16. Now, y'all don't mind. Listen, praise and worship ended just a little bit early, so that means I have more time to teach. Can y'all handle it? Are y'all ready for this tonight? Amen. How many of you in here want to learn how to be led or let the Holy Spirit lead you and let him guide you? And how many of you realize when you walk where he tells you to walk, you'll be surprised the blessings and the people that come into your life, because in Acts chapter 16, you're going to see some really awesome stuff. Are you with me? In Acts chapter 16, you find this in verse 1. Then came he to Derbe in Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there whose name was Timothy. Everybody say Timothy. You realize that Timothy has two books in the Bible, 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy. He's a disciple. He's not just a guy who's a byproduct. He is one that God divinely set up. Now watch this. He was the son of a certain woman. Now, this is very important. Don't just read your Bible. Read your Bible. Watch this. He was the son of a certain woman who was a Jewess, a Jew, and believed. But his father was a Greek. I'll come back there in a minute. Which was well reported by the brethren that were at Lystra and Iconium. Him who Paul have to go forth with him, he took Timothy with him, and he circumcised him, because of the Jews which were in those quarters, for they knew all that his father was a Greek. Now, can I just stop here for a second? As soon as Paul gets to this place, the first thing the Holy Spirit does is get him to bump into Timothy. Now, I need you to understand something. In your life, there's two types of people that go with you. Are you ready? One that you lead and one that you follow. There's two types of people that will be in your life. Either you'll lead them or you'll follow them. This is yes. Okay? There'll be people that comes into your life that will either lead you to where you need to go, or God will place you in a place where people are following you. See, the one thing that I was imparted into Pastor Eric before I became a senior pastor was, Pastor, make sure your foot does not stumble. Now, y'all need to hear this. A great man of God looked at me and he said, Pastor, make sure your foot does not stumble, because you don't understand the people who are behind you. So you got to stay steadfast. You got to walk worthy of the call of God. See, now can I help everybody? When you walk worthy of the call of God, your steps are ordered. No, y'all, no. Y'all are not hearing me already. I'm going to go ahead and get my hanky out because y'all ain't helping me one bit. Watch this. When you walk worthy of the call of God, then you find that at this point, you actually begin to see your steps are ordered by the Lord. So everywhere Paul went, God designed people to be a part of his life, a part of his ministry. Now let me help you. Who's tagging along with you? And who's leading you? These are questions that today in the church we got to ask ourselves. We got to be careful who we let in our bubble. No, y'all ain't gonna listen. Y'all ain't gonna help me, because one person may be for me and one person may be against me. See, you got to realize, when you go back and you look at Philip, you find a sorcerer attached himself to Philip. And it took the apostles to come in and separate that. No, y'all need to hear me. So right here in the beginning, you find that God hooked up Timothy and Paul together. And you realize that Timothy was also like Paul. Because I'm going to blow your mind. You ready? Paul's mom was a Jew, but his daddy was a Roman. He was the perfect weapon. Now, y'all got to catch me. Listen. Read your Bible. Don't just read your Bible. Because he was the perfect weapon. He could minister to the Jews, but he can turn right around and go to the Gentiles. Can I just help you? You don't even realize how much of a weapon you are for God. No, guys, y'all got to hear me. Listen, just because of your past and the mistakes you made and the redemption of the blood of Jesus Christ, you have been set up. Listen, people are going to look at you and say, you know what? You used to be depressed and anxiety and fear and all this stuff. What happened to you? Well, let me tell you what happened to me. I had an encounter with Jesus. So you need to understand, Timothy was also in the same boat. Timothy's mom was a Jew. And on the other side of that, his daddy was a Greek. Do you understand that God brings people into your life to minister where you lack? Y'all ain't gonna hear me. Listen. So who either makes you or breaks you? Guys, y'all got to hear me. This is very important, okay? In ministry, in churches today, we have to be careful about who attaches and who is where they're not supposed to be. Boy, I've paid some hard lessons. I have paid some hard lessons. Y'all need to hear this. Because I thought, y'all didn't get that. How many of you have thought that that person would meet your need? Only to find out later it's the person that took from you. I better keep moving, because you guys are, y'all really looking at me weird already. So you find right here that God divinely set up Timothy to follow. It was a setup. The Lord said, I got to give you. Now, see, Paul, you can reach the Jews and you can reach the Romans, okay? That's who you are. But there's a whole nother group that you can't touch, so I'm going to give you what you need to reach them. And he'll be able to speak on their level. He'll be able to talk on their level. He'll be able to move in their level. He'll be able to reach them at their level. Come on. Y'all going to get me choked up. How many of us are trying to get out of the level from which God created you for, instead of ministering where he puts you? I'm trying to teach and not preach, but it just ain't coming out that way. Why are we trying to be somebody else when God created you to be who you are? I don't want to be T.D. Jakes. I don't want to be Benny Hinn. I don't want to be Rod Parsley. I want to be who God created me to be so that I can reach my city and then the nations of the world. Are you catching this? See, the Lord wants to bring people into your life. The Holy Spirit will bring people in your life if you'll let Him. That will be the areas in your life you lack that God needs. He designs them for it. And over the next couple of chapters, I'm going to prove that to you. Are y'all ready? Now look at this. Are you still with me? In verse 6, you find something very interesting. Now when they had gone throughout the region, all this region of Galatia, and they were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. How many of y'all here have went to say something to somebody and you couldn't? How many of you went to go somewhere but you couldn't? No, guys, you need to hear me. Listen, how many of us in here, the Holy Spirit told you 5 times not to go there? See, you find Paul, he's got Timothy and he's got Silas with him, and he says, guys, we're about to go to Asia, and the Holy Spirit said, no, you can't. Can I help everybody here? It was to the point that God even closed his mouth where he couldn't preach. Forbid means to literally bind. It means to take a hold of. When you look that word up, it literally means to take away the right to do it. Oh, guys, y'all got to catch this. The Holy Spirit, if you allow Him in your life, He will lead you so closely that if you go to say something you know you're not supposed to say, guys, man, He'll reach right there and grab your little flapping tongue. Blah, 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 blah. Come on, anybody ever went to say something and you just would not come out? It just wish. And how many of us in here has ever got mad and then when you walked away from you just looked at somebody and said, well, I just should have said this. It wasn't you. It was the Spirit of God in you that just reached in and went. Y'all missed that, didn't you? Did you catch that? How many of y'all in here are Christians? Raise your hand. Don't be shy. Yeah, glory. I won't be ashamed before man. God, I know. Oh, watch this. So watch this. What happened was, is the Holy Spirit reached inside of you right before you were about to say it, and He went, not this time. Nope. Anybody, listen, I have been snatched so hard, I failed it physically. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me. Come on. There has been times where I wanted to get in my flesh. No, y'all ain't going to help me. Pastor, you going to get in your flesh? No, help me. Come on. I need somebody to be honest with me. I don't care how long you've been walking this walk. I don't care how long you've been preaching, teaching, and talking to people. There's a time when your flesh wants to rise up and somebody pushes the buttons that they knew was going to get the response that they wanted. And then what happens is the Spirit of God rose up in you because greater is He that is in. No, guys, no, no. Don't just read your Bible. Read your Bible. You wonder why you couldn't say it because the greater one reached up and went, no, no. And then you walked away going, I just should have said it. And the Holy Spirit said, no, I wasn't going to let you say it. It was forbidden. Do y'all see this? Y'all don't mind if I just take my time, do you? And when they came to another one, they decided to go in there in verse 7, but the Spirit suffered them not. How many of us have our own agenda that we'd like to see done? Raise your hand. Listen, I got my own thing that I would love to be. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing. Well, it's my dream, but is it God's will? But the Lord gave it to me. When you're ready for it. No, y'all got to hear this. Watch this. See, what I want you to understand is that in this very area, it was Paul's heart to go to Asia. It was Paul's heart to go into these areas. And if you keep reading in chapter 18, he gets to. But there was some things that had to happen before. No. Y'all got to hear me. Delay is not denial. Some of my people who's been with me for about 5 years or even 3 years or 1 year, you've heard pastors say it. Delay is not denial. Sometimes God has to delay the miracle. Sometimes he has to delay that thing. He has to lay it to the side because somewhere in between there, you're lacking the foundation. So that when he gives it to you, you can build on it. Because right now, you're building on sand. You're building on what you can control and put your, golly, what you can put your fingers in. But what God wants to do is place the people there to build it and it stay. I'm tired of seeing churches open then close. No, y'all ain't going to help me. I'm tired of church splits. We got to build the church from the foundation up. You got to build it right. And it takes the right people in the right place at the right time to make sure that it stands like it's supposed to stand. My apostle looks at me and says, son, you got to put people in the right seat on the right bus at the right time. And that's the truth. Because you don't want nobody driving the bus if they're the ones licking the window. You want people who can get on the bus, and when they get in the driver's seat, they have passed their test, and they're ready to take people where they need to go. Does this make sense? Is this helping everybody? Come on, are you getting anything? I'm trying to teach. I'm just trying to calm myself down a little bit, but it ain't coming out. Can we keep going? Are you ready? You find here that the Spirit suffered them not, so they passed on. Now look at verse 9. Because in verse 9, this is very, very important. Because in the middle of times, whenever you want to do something, God will always put you in the place where he can. How many of us in here want to give up on God sometime? Can I just go here for a second and make this real? How many of us want to give up on God sometime because you think it's too hard or you don't think you can never do it right? No. No, this is truth in church. I'm not going to lie in church. Yes, Lord. Do you know that Paul was a man just like us? Could you imagine him going, I can't wait to preach the word in Asia. And the Holy Spirit said, no, you can't. I can't wait to go preach the word here. But God, I'm called to do it. No, come on, guys, you got to hear me. I'm called to do this. I'm anointed to do this. God, I've got the desire to do this. And the Lord says, no, not yet. See, for many of us in here, when God said no, you didn't listen to the rest of what he said. Because what happens is when God tells us no, we get offended at God and we don't listen, we just turn the station. When I asked God about a different building, you know what he said? No. And I could have actually just got upset and turned my ears off. And the Lord said, because I've got to build the man before I can build the building. Now see, if I hadn't stopped and listened, I would have got offended at God. How many of us in here be truthful and be honest and just say the Lord's told you no and you got offended and you walked away? I've done it. Can I just help you? So that you understand how real your pastor is more than once. And every time I had to go back and repent. No, I didn't just keep going. I went back and repented because God looks at my heart. I want to be a man after God's own heart. I want to be quick to repent. Amen. Now watch this. Everywhere he went. So are you in verse 9 with me? So in the middle of him going through all of this stuff and feeling like he's worthless and feeling like he's doing all these things wrong, something happens in verse 9. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night, and there stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. Can I just help everybody here? When you give up before God opens the door, then you miss the divine nature of God trying to get you to where you need to be. Paul could have got offended, Stephanie. But instead, he sat back and he said, you know what, Lord? I'm going to take this minute and just put my eyes on you. And when he did, a vision came to him and a man in a different country saying, we need your help. Please come preach to us. Can I just help you? Some of you are preaching on deaf ears. Some of you have been preaching to some people for years, and you know what? You can't preach to someone who has their... Sometimes you just got to let them go. Guys, no, y'all ain't going to like this preaching. I can tell already some of y'all are looking at me strange. There is just some people that you're preaching to that, listen, it's falling on deaf ears. The Holy Spirit is going, listen, it is just, no, it's not yet. And let me just help everybody here. You can't save anybody. The hardest lesson I've learned as a pastor is that I can't save anybody. Because my heart is to see everybody off of drugs and alcohol and being healthy and wealthy and wise and doing the things of God. But when I watch people go sideways, I want to just reach out and grab them and go, no, stop. And the Lord says, no. This is where I have to take control and you have to let go. Is everybody catching this? Is everybody understanding where we're at right now? Are you seeing what's happening here? Paul is literally sitting there going, okay, Lord, I'm just going to trust you. How many of you trust God? Because there's some areas in your life right now where you're getting no's or you're getting those areas where it's just pushing back against you, okay? But have you sat back and just said, Lord, I trust you. I'm just going to trust you. I'm going to trust you when I got to put a donut tire on my car. I'm going to trust you when my alternator goes out. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you when life ain't going right. I'm going to trust you in all it. Come on. See, I can speak it to her because that's exactly where she's at. She goes, I don't know what I'm going to do. We're just going to trust God. Hello? I'm going to trust you, God. Can I just say something to you that might blow your mind? The more you trust him, the more he releases. I'm throwing some nuggets at you. The more you trust God, the more he can release. Because he's not going to give you a hand out. He's trying to give you a hand up. Is everybody catching what Pastor's trying to say? The Lord is trying to say to the church today and through the book of Acts, hey, if you'll just trust me, I'll get you to where you need to be. And when I get you there, I'll give you the tools and the people to make sure that it grows and it happens. You know, Mike Murdoch said this. He said, you're one person away from your miracle. No, y'all ain't hearing me. One person away from your miracle, one person who will step into your life that God ordained, who can meet not just your need, but give you enough for seed. And what happens with seed is that you have to plant it, let it die, so that it can bear fruit. Hello. Is everybody good? All right, do y'all understand? Are we good? Can I keep moving? So does everybody understand that what Paul is walking through is a process we walk through all the time? Is everybody okay? Y'all kind of looking at me funny. I know it's hot in here, but is everybody okay? Are you getting this? Do I need to pull it back and try it again? Watch this. Instead of us getting anxious, I'm going to slow down for a minute. Instead of us getting anxious, instead of us beginning to worry, This is where we learn to trust. Is everybody understanding? Is everybody catching this? This is the area where we learn to trust. And when we do, miracle signs and wonders start to happen. Do you understand? When he got the no, he just sat back and said, God, I trust you, and a supernatural thing happened. Y'all see it? Let's keep going. So verse 11 and 12, you find that he goes. And in verse 14, watch this. In verse 14, something amazing happens. When he arrives, he begins to preach the word in verse 13. And then there was in verse 14, a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city. And she worshiped God, and she heard him, and whose heart the Lord opened, and she attended unto the things which Paul spoke. She listened to everything he preached, and she took it to heart. She knew God, but she didn't really get a chance to see the fullness of God because there was something lacking. And as he preached, she began to realize, come on, guys, you need to catch this. Everybody say, divine appointment. Now watch this, verse 15. After she heard those words, it says she was baptized, her and her household, and she sought them, saying, if you've judged me to be faithful in the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. No, y'all need to catch this. Watch. I'm not letting you go until I get all that God has for me. No, y'all need to hear me. Watch this. Man of God, I'm not letting you go until I get everything that God said is mine and what the Lord said to release. I'm not letting go. Can I help everybody in church today? When are we going to get to the place where we're so hungry for God, we'll say, Pastor, throw the clock out the way? When do we get to the place where we say, Lord, listen, that is so good and I need it that, you know what, let's just put it away. Let's just forget about the time. Let's just feed me. I'm hungry. I need more. I need to change. I need to grow. I need to go. I got to go. I got to move. I got to come out. I got to come up. I got to go. I got to do something beyond where I am right now. And I realize that what's coming out of your mouth is not you, but it's the Christ in you and the Spirit of God pushing it out. She said, no, you can't go. You got to stay. You got to stay until we get all that we can get. Are you pleased, man of God? Please. Do you understand that Lydia was one of the biggest founders of the church? Here's another foundation. You had Timothy, and now you got a Lydia. Do you understand if he'd have preached in Asia, he wouldn't have had a Lydia? Because who knows what happened in that time? Lydia might have moved. You don't know. See, in your life, you're worrying about what you've missed. How many of you have looked back at your life and go, man, I missed this and I missed that? And no, you know what? I've realized in my life, I had somebody ask me, said, if you could go back in time, what would you change? And I looked at him, I said, I would change nothing. And you notice it got really quiet in here. Pastor, if you could go back in time, what would you change? I would change nothing. Now, y'all looking at me like I'm crazy and I'm stupid, but can I give you some wisdom? Everything that's happened in my life has made me who I am. Every failure, every victory, every mistake, everything I got right, has made me who I am today. And if I were to give up one of those things, I would lose an area in my life and I'd have to learn it again. Come on, look, I need you to catch this. I need you to hear this. You're worried about what you had when the Lord's saying, I'm moving you into what I've created. I don't look back in 5 years of ministering at this church and I look back and say, but I've lost this person, I've lost that person. What I've realized that is in my life that God brought them in for seasons of my life to train me and raise me up and see where I failed and where I can grow, and then I can mature into things of God. Why are you so worried about what you've missed when God's used it to get you to your blessing? Lydia wasn't broke. She sold purple. Purple was a royal color. It went into the households of the king. Oh, y'all ain't going to hear me right now. Listen, she had open rein to go in and sell that color to royalty to bring her before all of these people because that's the color she handled. I don't know about anybody else, but you know what? I want people off the street that ain't got a dime to their name. But you know what? I want doctors and lawyers in my church. Why not? They deserve the word of God more than the person on the street who's down and out. Hello? And then when God gets a hold of them, they'll be the ones to help facilitate the kingdom of God. Amen. Then you got to put up with people saying, well, he's just after the money. No, I'm not. Because you can believe if you sow, you reap. So how do you sow? Never mind. I ain't going to go there. We'll just leave that one alone. No, we're just going to leave that one alone. Watch this. She constrained him. I'm not going to let you go until you can give us all that you got. And you know what? You got a house here. Just stay here until the Lord says to move on. Can I just help everybody? I want to stay right where the Holy Spirit is, and I'm not going to move until He says move. If y'all were here Sunday, I'm telling you, there were some things that changed in Sunday morning service that would blow your mind. And if you missed it, you got to watch it on the internet because it's just unreal. When you learn how to deal with bitterness in your life, how God sets you free. And you begin to see something right here. Now, let's keep going because I got a long way to go, a short amount of time. I guess my clock went away after I said that. Watch this. Verse 16. I'm not going to spend a lot of time here because I've preached on this before. And it came to pass as he went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of witchcraft, divination, met us. And he brought masters, or she brought her masters much money by soothsaying, fortune telling. Ain't going to go there right this moment. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are servants of the Most High God, which shown unto us the way of the salvation. What she said was right. But the spirit from which was speaking was wrong. Who's attached to you? Watch this. For as fast as he got a Timothy, and as fast as he got a Lydia, he got another one that walked behind him saying the right thing and doing the right thing, but being in the wrong spirit and trying to distract and pull away. Guys, y'all got to hear me. Not everybody who's with you and saying what you... A lot of times they just say what you want to hear. Do you understand? She was walking along just saying what they... Let me move on. To have a form of godliness and deny... Never mind. And she did this many days, but Paul being grieved... I've preached on that part right there. Turned and said to the Spirit... Did he say it to the woman? No, hear me. Did he say it to the woman? Who did he speak to? I just had a man of God today. I went to drop something off, and he said, Pastor, I had a demon-possessed man come in my church Sunday morning. I can share it because I know he wouldn't mind me sharing it. When he walked into the back of the church, the man started manifesting. Tried to crawl under the chairs to get away from him, and he pulled him right back to the altar. Pulled him up to the altar and stood right over the top of the man. Come out. Needless to say, when it got done, this man was tormented. The reason why he came to the church is because somebody said, if you go to this church, you can get free. Guys, when are we going to get sounded as a church where you don't get petted, you get free? I've seen so many people go free. Come on, when are we going to get to the place where in the church we are what we're called to be? Jesus said, you'll lay hands on the sick and they recover. You'll cast out demons. Watch this. He turned around and he spoke to the woman. Listen, we got to quit dealing with the people and dealing to what's driving them. I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. Now, can I stop right here? Don't just read this verse, because it's very important. Very shortly, you're going to see something. You need to understand that there was a couple guys in the crowd who watched this happen. I'm going to say this to everybody here. Don't just sit here and think just because you see Pastor do it, you can do it. Be careful. Be careful. Y'all looking at me funny. Be careful. At that moment, you find it in the same hour. And her master saw it. So guess what happened? They got thrown into prison. For helping somebody, you get thrown in prison. Isn't that nice? But to be truthful, nowadays, even the world we live in, every time it seems like I help somebody, y'all ain't going to say nothing. Just about every time that I help somebody, it comes back to bite me. Because I go to help somebody, you know what they'll say? I have another person say, why didn't you help me? Can I just help everybody? It's because I'm one man. Give your pastor a break. There's over 100 of y'all, and there's one of me. Hello? If you hang around here, you find out just how busy I am, I'm gone. Amen? So you find them getting thrown in prison. Can we move? Just keep moving. Are you ready? You find them getting locked up all the way from 15. All right, and then you begin to see this. In verse 23, they had them laid many stripes upon them. They beat them. Then they cast them into prison and charging the jailer to keep them safe. Verse 24, who having received such a charge, thrust them into the deepest part of the prison, the inner prison, and he made their feet fast in stocks. Watch this. The same guy who had him beat his back, turn around and put him in the bottom of the dungeon, and then turn around and chained him up. Everybody say that guy. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. There's been so many sermons on this part, I'm not even going to waste my time. I don't care what beatings you took or how long you've been locked up. This right here is keys to freedom. You see it? And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Can I just help you? Many of us want to stay in our prayer closet. Hide. We're in the midst of some of the biggest prisons and beatings we've ever took. Listen, it does not, and I can say this because it doesn't hurt her feelings, but you know what? When I have a certain lady walk in this church, I would dare somebody to look at her and say something about when the Holy Spirit hits her and she dances all over it. I'm going to dare somebody to say something when this person begins to sing and that angelic voice just begins to go over everybody. You don't know her prison. You don't know what she's been through. You don't know the beatings that she took. But you got to realize she's learned how to come and pray. She's learned how to praise in the midst of whatever she's going through. And I got great news for you and for her. You better believe that it's coming. The Word of God says He hears the prayers of a righteous man. Do you understand that He hears your prayers? Come on. Some of y'all in here have given up because your prayers didn't happen when you wanted it to. And God has turned around and said, I heard you the first time. There's just some things I got to get. There's just some times some of us has got to get to the bottom. And really, this wasn't even for them. Everybody say, lead me, Holy Spirit. Is everybody doing okay? Are you seeing this? You mean to tell me the beating I took was because I got led by the Holy Spirit? Anybody ever took a beating for God? No. Anybody ever took a beating for the Lord? They talk about you even though you did it right. Come on. Verse 26, when the prisoners heard them, no, y'all, see, you read your Bible, but you don't read your Bible. God wasn't just waiting for them to have their prayer. God wasn't just waiting for them to sing a little praise. When they began to sing out, and all the prisoners heard it, the Lord said, now I've got an atmosphere to move. Guys, y'all got to hear me. The church has got to get into the place. No, let me not say the church. You have got to get into the place that no matter what you're going through, you've got to set the atmosphere for the miraculous. How many of you have changed your internal atmosphere so that wherever God sends you, even in your prison, you can shift the outer atmosphere? Guys, y'all ain't hear me. I can walk into a room and the Spirit of God that's in me can shift the atmosphere in that place. I've walked into hospital rooms where there be a teenage girl who has tried to commit suicide, so depressed and so given up with no hope. And I walk in there, me and my wife, when we were youth pastors, and I walk up to her with the biggest smile on my face, and without saying a word, the joy of the Lord just began to fill the room. And my wife began to just declare the word of God over her. And she went from being depressed to beginning to understand that there was freedom on the other side. People don't want to hear you say it. They want to see you. Can't help but smile. Not because life is perfect. I got more bills than all y'all. Trust me. Don't believe me? Come in my office. I'll show you a stack. And then I'll show you by faith the ones that's already been paid. Oh, right. y'all say nothing. Oh, I could grow your faith in this place. Suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. The atmosphere. No. Y'all got to hear me. Watch this. What happened in the spirit began to manifest in the physical. They had already shifted the atmosphere in the spirit, and all of a sudden the physical began to. No. Listen, does your praise shake the atmosphere? Does your prayer shift the atmosphere? How many of us in here are getting to the place where, God, I'm going to let my praise shift the atmosphere. I'm going to let my prayers shift the atmosphere. See, I want to be like Paul and Silas. I want to be in the place where, God, I don't want no timid, I will bless the Lord. I want to be in a place where I can say, I will bless the Lord at all times. Whether it's good or whether it's bad, I've got to shift the atmosphere. I've got to allow the atmosphere to shift. And only I can be the thermostat. My God, have mercy. Do you understand? You're the thermostat. Look at somebody and say, you're a thermostat. 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 My God, you're about to make me preach now. Do you understand? You have the ability to cool it down. Well, we just need to calm it down. Or you have the ability to crank it up. There's a time when you just got to shift the atmosphere. It went from a place of beating and depression to a place of shaking and freedom. Where you at? Where you at? Where is your thermostat stuck at? Are you freezing or are you beginning to warm up? Are you beginning to see some of y'all right now? Your spirit's turning right now as I'm saying this. It's because you don't understand. I've already paid to turn the thermostat up. I've already pounded the cost. I've already realized that in my life, all I got to do is just. the foundations of the prison. No, y'all got to hear me. No, 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 no. You got to so shift the atmosphere that the things that has bound other people even get shaken. Golly. I want to get into a place in my life where I can literally allow myself to come out of my circumstances, come out of where I am and what I'm going through, and allow a praise and a glory to God that no matter what I have to sacrifice, do you understand that was a sacrifice of praise? They took the beatings and the lashes for nothing. They didn't do anything wrong. And all of a sudden it caught up with them. See, when you shift the atmosphere, the Lord will cause things to shake. No, you got to hear me. Some of y'all are so wondering why there's problems in your home is because you ain't shifted the atmosphere. You have to understand, I come into this church, and when I walk in the door of this church, I shift the atmosphere. Just let me hang around you a little bit. You can't handle it. I'll come by, and I'll bug you. And I'll poke you, and I'll smile at you, and I'll talk to you. So when you come in one way and you may be having tears running down your face, by the time you leave, you're going, I learned to shift the atmosphere. It is not something I did. It's the Holy Spirit that leads and guides. Listen, you may walk in depressed, but if you just hang around me for a little while, the Holy Spirit will tell me what it's like to just take you by the hand and just pull you right on out. Now listen, you just come right on out of that. It's going to be all right. How many of y'all know that's truth? And not only was the foundation shaken, but you find immediately all the doors opened. Maybe the reason why you're still stuck where you are is because, again, you haven't done those two things. Every door looks shut to you. It's because the Lord's just waiting for you to pray and praise. And the thing that man locked, Lord, you open doors that no man. You close doors that no man. And it didn't just affect Paul and Silas. It affected everybody. What's it like, Will, when you go into Highway 55? Do you shift the atmosphere? What's it like when you go to work? Do you shift the atmosphere? What's it like in the banquet? Do you shift the atmosphere? What's it like, Stephanie, when you're around your family and they come over to your house? Do you shift the atmosphere? What's it like at work? Whenever you go to work, do you shift the atmosphere? Do you understand why pastors have to hang around you? Listen, how many of us are realizing today that the Spirit of God's trying to just lead you and guide you to the place where He can use you and bring people into your life? I got to move so fast. Is everybody still with me? And the keeper of the prison, in awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out a sword, and he was about to commit suicide and kill himself, supposing that all the prisoners had fled. Y'all ain't going to catch this. I'm going to mess y'all up. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do yourself no harm, for we're all here." Now, can I mess you up? Will you let me stop right here and mess you up for about 1 minute? Can I mess you up? Are you sure? Can you handle this? You might want to write this down. And the keeper of the prison awoke out of his sleep, seeing the prison doors open, and he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. Can I help you? The Spirit of God, when you shift the atmosphere, will cause things to open, but it will also cause things to be. These were murderers, rapists, thieves. No, y'all ain't going to help me. People who are in prison are not always good people. And their mindset is I'm going to do whatever it takes to get out of here. No, y'all ain't going to help me. Listen, y'all know what I'm talking about? All they didn't want to do is just get out. So you see right here the Spirit of God literally shaking the prison and open all the doors, causing every chain to fall off, and then the Holy Spirit arrests. Yeah, I know. There's a lot moving around. It's okay. It's because the enemy doesn't want nobody to get this word. Watch. The Spirit of God arrests every bad thing around them. How many of y'all are in a place where you realize that when you pray and you sing praises to God in the middle of no matter what your circumstance is, that there's things that are loosed? You've seen this before. I shared this with you last Tuesday. I'm just proving a point to you. It sets people loose. And it binds things up. You find where one before gets touched by an angel and they get set free. And then the other one that is living the way they're living and want to live dies suddenly from being ate up with worms. Same Spirit of God. You know, it's funny because the Word says that the Lord says, I change not. You wonder why when you look at the character of God, you see Him move over and over again. You look at the Holy Spirit, you see Him move in the same way over and over again. It's just a different circumstance, but it moves in the same way. Do you understand that the man that beat them, put them in the center of the prison was the one that came running? You find him, I'm just going to put this in a nutshell. You find him running down and falling on his feet in front of him. He says, whatever it is that's in you, I got to have it. And I'm not going to let you go. Do you understand what this man did? He said, I'm not going to let you go until I get it. So he takes him back to his house. The same guy who beat him, the same guy who locked him in the prison. Some of y'all get offended. Just go ahead and get offended. Well, I didn't deserve that beating and you beat me. Might be the very one that God uses the miracle of God through in your life to watch them change. You can't save them. You just got to let the miracle of God work through you so that then they're not la, 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 la. They're going, oh, let me listen. You know why people don't want to listen to what you got to say? It's because they don't see no change in you. Ouch. I walk into places, people I don't even know look at me and go, hey, Pastor, how can I help you today? And I'm going, cheeseburger? I don't know them. Pastor, you don't remember me? No. I got to be truthful. You know, you prayed for me 3 years ago. And you know what? I was pregnant, and they told me that my baby was going to die. And if I didn't abort that baby, I was going to die. I look at them. Wait a minute. Is that one that's running around? I don't think I'm going to make it out of 16. I was trying to make it. Can I just give you a piece of 17? One piece. School's out. Can you handle it? You want more or not? Look at verse 17. I'm going to show you something. Go to verse 31. You find that what happens is he begins to preach. But can I skip something? Can I show you something in 16? Real fast, I skipped something. The Holy Spirit just arrested me right there. He said, don't go yet. So he goes to the house. The man gets saved. Now watch this. Verse 37. They come to him and they said, we want you to leave quietly. Look at verse 37. But Paul said unto them, you've beaten us openly, uncondemned, being Romans. I told you before they were perfect weapons. Just help everybody here. Some of the beatings you take is not because you're condemned. It's not because you're condemned. Some of us in here say, God, why are you punishing me? And my question to you is this. Why do you think God would punish you when he says he loves you? Man and the enemy will condemn you, but God will love you. He will judge. No, y'all need to hear this. I got to go here for 1 minute. There's a difference between being judged and condemned. When you're being judged, it's to show you your fault so you can change. Y'all need to write this down, because some of y'all in here have such a mindset that God is literally just, okay, why does he treat me like this? And the truth is God loves you, for God so loved the world. Now, we say the scripture, but the truth is that in your mind, you still think God's beating you. And see, right there, I arrest the liar, the devil. Is everybody hearing, Pastor? Because God judges. He brings you up and goes, you see this wrong in your life. Now, I bring before you today, what are you going to do about it? And then Jesus steps up and says, it's already been paid for. Are y'all catching this? Is this good? Give him just a few minutes, baby. Okay? No interruptions for just a minute. I just want to catch this because Pastor's done with interruptions. Okay? All right, so watch this. You find them looking at them saying, we didn't deserve this beating, and we're not going quietly. Because you took it upon yourself to try to condemn us when you had no right. So now we're free to go and preach the way we're supposed to preach. You're a perfect weapon. You're a thermostat. How many of y'all got some stuff tonight? How many of y'all in here begin to realize some things? You're beginning to see some stuff. I threw some nuggets out at you tonight that I just hope that you got a hold of. Now, I'll show you in 17:30 real quick and I'm done. Watch this. This is the last thing I'm going to leave you with. Paul leaves from there and begins to journey. He leaves Silas and he leaves Timothy to birth the church. And as he's going, he goes into this city and he begins to see that they're so confused. There's so many religions. Guys, y'all need to hear me, and I'm going to close with this. There's so many religions, so many beliefs. You got one that says there's many ways to God. You got one that says you're a God. You got some that says, you know what, you need to be a Jew. There's so many religions, and everybody's running around going, well, you know, I'm just going to serve this one today and serve that one tomorrow. And you go through most of your life confused, battered. Hello? And somebody else's trash can. Anybody who comes along and wants to impart something in your life, and you just suck it up. And you find Paul being so aggravated with this that in verse 30, you find him doing this. Watch this. I want to move back a little bit. Can I move back a little bit? Go to verse 23. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions or your prayers, I found an altar with this inscription on it, to the unknown God. They had so many gods and beliefs that they finally just said, well, it's just to whoever. Whoever can help me out. Some people flip from church to church to church to church just to get the help they want. Not because they're serving God. Shut up, Eric. Move on. I'm moving on. Watch this. Whom therefore you ignorantly worship, him declare I to you. In other words, I'm going to set it straight. You watch this. God that made the world and all the things therein, seeing that he is the Lord of heaven and earth, dwells not in your temples made with hands. Can I help you? I don't care how big your church is or how beautiful it is. I don't care. Listen, yes, I'm in a storefront, and it's where God put me, and the Spirit of God reigns here. Neither is worship with men's hands as though he needs anything, seeing he gives to all life and breath and all things, and has made of one blood all nations and of men for them to dwell on the face of the earth, and has determined the times and appointed and the bounds of their habitations. In other words, he said, I could have made every color, every nationality bleed a different way. But instead, I made you all bleed one because I made you as one. One mind, one heart, one Lord. Good preaching. All right, moving on. And that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might find or feel him and find him, though he might be afar from every one of us. For verse 28, for in him we live, we move, and have our being. Verse 30, and at times of this ignorance, God winked at it, but now commands all men everywhere to repent. I'll just stop right there. Number one mission that every church should have is tell the truth. Let's get back to the foundation. Let's tell the truth of Jesus Christ. Let's get past all the mansy-pansy. Let's just get back to the truth. There's only one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ. And I don't care what you say or what you do or anything else. You can try to talk about my Bible. You can try to talk about my beliefs. But at the end, I'm living in something and for somebody that is alive, moving, and right now has put breath and keeps me moving. Does this make sense to everybody? It's time for us to quit putting up with the foolishness and put the church back in order. And actually, the truth is, it's time for us to quit the foolishness and get it back in order. Men, why are you dabbling in astronomy? I'm going to go here for just a minute because I got to end this. You ready? Don't sit there and tell me you're a, I get to picking sometimes. I call them vertigos and angelos, and I don't care what you are. The stars ain't what names me. I've got one who controls the stars. What you're dabbling in is on a road to witchcraft. Now, I know that don't go over good with very many people. But here's the truth. Why are you looking up your horoscope? See, this preaching right here, it's home. When you have the Holy Spirit that will lead you and guide you, there's so much more I wish I could get to, and I just can't. I'll pick this one back up next week. I hope you're ready for it. My question to you is this. When do we put away the foolishness? Paul said it best. When I thought like a child, I acted like a child. I acted like a child, I acted out like a child. But then I realized it was time to put away foolishness and begin to eat the meat and mature. Why are you looking to anything else to lead and guide your life but the one who put breath in you? Is this helping everybody? And if anybody has any issues with that, I'd be glad to sit down with you and show you numerous scriptures. Goes all the way back to mysticism. I was in the martial arts for many years, and they go into things that you don't even want to begin to talk about. Guys, to be who we're called to be, we have to be sold out for Christ. Live it, and live it loud. Amen? I'm going to stop here. Is everybody good? How many of y'all tonight got something? I'm trying to teach, guys, but you know Pastor having a hard time teaching. So how many of y'all tonight got some of that word? There were some things and some nuggets that hit you, okay? How many of y'all want to keep growing? Tuesday nights are deep stuff, man. I can throw it on you, and you just got to chew it on it, okay? Just chew on it. I don't want to be disgusting, but be like a cow. You chew on it, chew the cud, spit it out, chew it again. Okay? Go on Facebook, listen to the sermons again, over and over. Whatever you got to do, get the word in you until it changes you. Amen? Every head bowed, every eye closed, I'll let you go tonight. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you it changes us. And Holy Spirit, I just thank you for leading and guiding every person here. Lord, we're one person away from a miracle. One person that God, you designed. And Lord, I just pray that right now for many people here who are fighting. For every time you say no, delay is not denial. It's just prepping. Lord, we just thank you that, Lord, what you're doing is so much bigger than what we see, so we just trust you. Lord, we thank you that tonight we begin to see the plan of God. And Lord, we surrender to you right now. Lord, we thank you for all of these things, and we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory for what's getting ready to happen in our lives as we allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us. And Lord, we thank you for building foundations in this church to build upon. We thank you for people. We thank you for steadfast people, people full of the Holy Ghost and power. And Lord, we just thank you for what you're about to do through the whole body of Christ, the whole church, all over this world. God, I just pray that you bring in key components in this last time and end time revivals that, Lord, will change the face of this world. We thank you for it, and we call it done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. If you've made a decision to follow Christ, we rejoice with you. Please let us know by contacting us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook. And we invite you to catch our next broadcast right here. See you soon.